welcome everybody. We're excited to get started. We've got a good group of guys, and everybody reported to camp in shape and ready to roll. And we're about the work that we need to put in the process of getting better and becoming a really good football team. That's what we're about. There's a lot of questions about, you know, this rank or that rank in the preseason. I don't know that ever really adds up to much. We don't put a lot of stock in that. What we do put stock in is coming in and, you know, being a really good football team and working hard every day and coming together as a team. Want our guys to just go out and compete every day and express themselves in the fullest way, recover in between practices and get ready for the next one. And we need to grow here and have a real productive camp. So happy to get started. Guys are excited. It's a great thing to have so many former players come back. Over 100 guys are here this weekend. You know, that hashtag Return to Greatness is about honoring those guys and the legacy they've left and the great tradition that the Raiders have. We want to build on that. We want to embrace it and want to do that and make them proud. And all our fans out there want to make you proud, and we're going to work hard in this camp getting prepared for a really tough season we know we have in front of us. And again, looking forward to it. So we've got a few guys that are starting on PUP. Let me refer to my notes so I don't forget anybody. I don't talk about injuries much, but since they're starting there, Feliciano, Mario, Hottie, Bruce Irvin, and Connolly. All five of those guys are starting on PUP. You know, the way we work with injuries is each guy has a little something different they're dealing with. They're working hard with our trainers to get back, and when they're ready to go, we'll get them out there, and when we get the green light as coaches, we'll work with them. In the meantime, they'll be involved in meetings and doing everything they can to get themselves back. So beyond that, questions.
When did you know that Donald wasn't going to be coming, and is it disappointing not to have him here at the start of camp?
Well, I knew or found out yesterday morning. You know, my thought on that is that we love Donald. He's a good Raider, good player. And, you know, what's important for us is to focus on the work here, on the guys that are here, and that's how we're going to approach it. You know, there's a business side, there's a time for pay and a time for play, and, you know, once we get to camp, my focus has to be for our team on just growing and going forward. And obviously, we love Donald. We love to have him, and hopefully that gets resolved shortly.
Is a holdout like that a setback in any way for the momentum that you feel like you've been building here?
I don't think we need to worry about anything other than going to work every day. You know, so the season, it's a long season. There are ups and downs. There are injuries. There are sometimes issues like contract disagreements and things like that. But you know, for me and for us, what we want to be about is just be purposeful, come to work every day and express ourselves and be passionate about getting better.
It's early, Coach. What do you like about Bolafonwu? I know you had a chance to see him in minicamp, but what do you like about him early? Bolafonwu?
Okay, Obi. Said the whole name. Yeah, give me Obi. I can. I don't even try to do the other.
I made him get it straight yesterday, Obi.
yeah, I mean, he's.
But what do you like about him?
Well, he's a talented young player. I think he's a really good addition to our football team. And, you know, he's serious, he's smart, and he's willing to work. And that's the initial impression. And then, you know, we haven't even put the pads on yet. So to go much further than that, I think we'll just wait and see. But obviously we're excited about the young man that we added to the roster.
You talk about it's only about this season and the rankings and everything, but do you sense a heightened awareness from players that they know where people are picking them, where people, the expectations, do you shy away from those or do you embrace them?
No, I don't think you could, you could stick your head in the sand and not be aware, but that wouldn't be realistic. I think for us, we're more concerned with where our focus is and where our energy is, and it's about becoming a football team and coming together and understanding that we're all a part of something greater than self. And so for us, it's about coming out here and putting in the work and getting ourselves ready for a very challenging schedule.
Jack, Derek got the big contract extension, but he's still a young quarterback who's trying to get better. What has the coaching staff challenged him to do in the off season to get to that next step in his career?
Yeah, I think, you know, Derek, for all of our guys, it's to just come out and get better every day. And, you know, obviously Derek having our key at a key position like that, at quarterback, to have our guy and have him locked up and have him be fully healthy and participating, we're super excited about that.
Jack, a lot of the people in this crowd are media from Las Vegas. How do you keep that whole storyline from leaking into what's going on the field and the emotions and the politics and everything behind it?
Yeah. Well, again, I'm more we're about investing in the here and now. Obviously, there are people in our organization that have to work on things that pertain to that, but that's not where we are. You know, players and coaches, we're locked in. Our focus is on being as good as we can be here and now. And right now, we're in Napa. We need to get our work done here in Napa, and then we'll be the Oakland Raiders this year. And we'll worry about, you know, I talk all the time with people that want to talk about it. I say, an NFL season is almost like, you know, how you look at dog years, you know. It's like just add 7 to it. So we're going there in like 21 years. So right now we're just going to focus on, you know, on becoming a really good football team and learning how to sacrifice and learning how it all fits together.
What do you like to see Eddie Vanderdoes contribute on this team in his first year?
Well, you know, he and Hester, two young tackles that we drafted, them to come in and be big, strong, athletic guys up front that can push the pocket a little bit, help us stop the run, and give us some interior pass rush.
Will he be like a situation guy or vibe for start?
We're going to find out. We like to let our guys compete for their positions and earn it, and they're going to get every opportunity.
Jack, what have you seen from Marshawn just throughout this offseason and today coming out conditioning-wise? Also just kind of what he adds to the character of this team.
Well, when I think of Marshawn, I think of passion because he's a very passionate player. And I think of toughness and physicality. And I think he brings those things to our football team. He's been a terrific teammate, been great, you know, just from day one. Everything has been really outstanding with him and him joining us and him fitting in with our guys, and I think they love him, we love having him, and it's great. He's healthy and in good shape and ready to have a good year for us.
Coach, after at least you missed the majority of last season, what was it like seeing him getting the mix today?
I'm sorry, the last part?
What was it like seeing Lee Smith getting the mix today after he missed the majority of last year?
Yeah, you know, anytime a guy that brings so much spirit to the team is back, it's a good thing. You know, he brings a lot of intangibles to our football team. He's a tough guy. He's a great teammate. He's very, very dependable. So having him back, having him healthy and out here doing his thing is good for us.
Jack, you mentioned a lot of the Raiders alumni around for the weekend.
Yeah.
You grew up around here. Is there anyone in particular that you're kind of excited just to meet and talk to from those days?
A lot of them. So many. I mean, starting with, you know, Jeff Barnes, who played at Hayward High before I did, and so I watched him. And you know, when somebody from your high school makes it to your hometown team, that's you definitely have affection for him. In fact, I played Little League baseball with his brother Kim, Pooh Bear, and he was a big left-hander, first baseman. But anyway, it's great having those guys around. There's so many of them. It's really a treat, and it's an honor. I talk to our guys about paying respect, you know, understanding that they're here and what they did as they came before us to kind of set the tone for what this franchise is all about. That's why I said we embrace that. We love having them here, and we just want to make them proud. Want to play good football, and make them happy.
You talk about having a guy from your high school play and being able to watch him. What do you think?
Well, it's going to be good for all of us, you know. It'll be especially nice for those that know Marshawn in a personal way, that followed him throughout his career, you know, having played right there at Cal and having grown up right here in the Bay Area. Just awesome. So I'm sure that'll be special for a lot of people.
Has E.J. O'Connor competed for that number 2 quarterback spot? Still, pads haven't come on yet. The preseason game is still a couple weeks away. How much of the evaluation, obviously you're evaluating everything they do, but in terms of pads and preseason, is that the core of that process for you guys as coaches?
Yeah, it'll be, I mean, just like, you know, who's going to start at inside linebacker? You know, who's going to be the backup quarterback? Who's going to earn the position at right tackle? Those are all questions that we have to answer in this camp. Those are all things, you know, those are all battles that I'm sure I'll be getting asked about a lot. Certainly, you know, there's a process underway in evaluating, making sure that we allow these guys come in and really compete, express who they are and how they can help us, and then we have to make good decisions on who gets the start and who's the backup. But we've got good people, and it should be good, healthy competition.
That last one of the groups you mentioned, the positioning battles, the tackle spot, yeah. Left tackle and right tackle right now with Donald not here. What are you looking for as Marshall works on the left side, you see Donald on the right? What are you hoping to see?
Just have them develop. We've got a good group of guys. Mike Tice does a terrific job with that group. And, you know, we'll work them and get in shape and get ready to go. So this can be valuable time, you know, for a guy maybe that gets a few more reps than he would have because of the current situation. You know, we'll just look to utilize that, turn it into a positive, and take that time to develop some of these guys and bring them along maybe a little quicker.
Can you talk about the accessibility of this place specifically? I think when the Vegas thing was going through, they actually toured places in Reno. You seem to like it here. What about this is good to hold a training camp? Seems very accessible with the hotel and everything. Can you just talk about what this Napa is, gives you?
Yeah, this is a tremendous place to hold training camp. You know, the meeting space is good. The field. We don't have guys on scooters and in carts and trying to go all over the place. They're right there. And so it's a kind of self-contained and has everything we want in training camp, you know, is afforded us here. So we're very blessed to be in a great setting like this and going to make the most of it.
You expect Conley back soon? What's the learning curve for a young DB?
Yeah, he's a bright kid. Yeah, we expect to get him back shortly. He's on the mend right now. We knew that. And we're glad to have him here in camp. Obviously, being here and being around the guys and being able to hear and see what we're doing and how we're doing it certainly helps. But he's a bright guy, and he was doing a really good job, you know, prior to having the setback in the offseason. He was doing a great job. And, you know, it's obvious that football means a lot to him and that he's the kind of young man that's really going to work hard to understand his assignment, understand his responsibilities.
Talk to you more, guys. You've done this so many years, so many times. Does day one of camp still move the emotional?
Always fires you up. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you put in so much work as a staff during the off season and getting prepared for the start of the season, and this is really the kickoff. You know, from here, it comes quick. You know, in 2 weeks, we'll be playing against Arizona in the first preseason game, and once you get into that first game, it really comes quick, and the season will be here, and we'll be opening in Tennessee.